Disagreements between travelers and customs officials at the Rajaf Dryland port for Kampala buses have ensued for months as passengers accuse the officials of charging personal items as goods. A traveler, identified only as Tony for safety reasons, says he was carrying his personal luggage but was asked to pay an amount of SSP 70,000.
I was coming from Kampala. They came to the bus, they just removed everything down and they took two boxes of mine. One, the one for farm, and then plus another box which has a headlight of my vehicle. So they say, okay, I have to go and pay. I say, these are personal. They are mine. I'm not a business person. They say, okay, you choose one of the boxes. Which one do you want to take? And then you have to pay 70,000. How can you just tell me 70,000 based on what? Or based on which percentage? You never ask me for a receipt. You never ask me for anything. You just say, pay 70,000. What for?
Major Victor Morris is in charge of finance and administration at Rajaf Dryland Port in Sherikat. He tells VOA charges vary depending on the items carried by a passenger.
When it is one item, like one phone, it will be free because it is the personal use. But if it is more than 2 to 3, you must pay a tax for it. Secondly, we have a different type of tax. We have a personal tax. For them, they thought maybe if you are trade, that way you are supposed to pay a tax. But no, even if you're individual, you may pay a tax according to type of the item you brought from where you come from. When they come to the office, we try to explain to them. They thought that maybe we are overcharged them. So when it is 2, so that means it's much. If we leave one for you free, so the other one you will pay tax for the government.
Tony argues that such levels of fees procured by the customs office should be guided by the taxation system with receipts issued, but he received no receipt, much to his surprise. Major Thona Boy Nyok, assistant commissioner at Rajaf Dryland Port, asserts that many people and officers try to evade taxes.
There are now people coming from outside, CID, economic, this one, and start threatening me, why are you clearing these things? I'm a technical officer in the country collecting money to the government. So if you have a problem, you go to my head office. Go and tell my head office why Major Ton is collecting money. When I came, this station was only 1 million, but it is now 50 million above. I'm paying this money to the NRA account.
John Wal Akol, chairperson of the East African Business Council and first deputy of South Sudan National Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture, says the revenue collecting institution in the country has ignored their calls to reduce the multiple taxes on goods that are imported into the country.
When the goods come to Mombasa, our transporter, there have been taxes there. There have been taxes in Mombasa. When they reach to Numuli also, there have been taxes. Some people are taxed double. So when these people, they bring the goods from Numuli also entering to the city, they have been taxed. Maybe the individual one on the roads or the traffic police or the city councils, our members are suffering from the multiple taxes. So we complain all the time to our revenue authority in South Sudan to reduce or to unify it, all the taxes in the country, but that one didn't happen.
According to UNDP, several challenges persist in South Sudan's tax administration, including a lack of electronic equipment for the electronic payroll system, concurrent tax powers and personal income tax, excise tax and royalties, the e-tax system, illegal checkpoints, and a lack of well-educated, well-trained rate collectors. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.